Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Historic Garden Week coming to Virginia April 15th through the 22nd. And this morning, we are going to talk about the local Historic Garden Week. And we've got three people to do it. The chair of Historic Garden Week in the area this year is here. Irma Baker is here. Irma, good to have you here this morning. Good morning.
It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having us, Ted.
Lana King has been here a bunch of times, and you've been here a couple of times, I think, for Historic Garden Week. Welcome back.
Yeah, thanks for having us. This is fun.
And Betsy Sale is here this morning. Betsy, great to have you and meet you and have you in here this morning. Good morning.
Thanks for having me.
So, Irma, I'll start off with you, since you're the chair of this event. This is the Historic Garden Week in Fredericksburg. It's a little bit different. It's Historic Garden Week in Fredericksburg, but you're stepping out of Fredericksburg this year.
Yeah, we are. We're part of something bigger, too. We are Historic Garden Week in Fredericksburg area. We are part of Historic Garden Week in Virginia. So this is a statewide event, and kind of cool, just a little history there. It's known as America's largest open house.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, we've been around for 90 years now.
This is the 90th.
This is the 90th year, which is really terrific. It is the only statewide home and garden show in the entire nation.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
So we've had 89 years of practice, so hopefully this year is going to be a good one.
And did I read somewhere, because you guys sent me some things, that the first Garden Week was in Fredericksburg?
It was. 1929, and there were five homes on the tour. It was just gardens at that time. And we welcomed people to Fredericksburg, and that was the basis. And it's continued annually, with only breaks during World War II for a couple of years, and then, of course, 2020 when COVID hit.
Yes.
And that year, we were scheduled to go to King George.
Oh, okay.
But as you know, Ted, I think we've talked on in prior years, this tour is planned multi-years out. So this will be our first year to get back and showcase King George, and we're very excited about that.
Well, and this was one of the events during the pandemic that I remember when the week came, and you just all of a sudden felt like, oh, it's supposed to be Historic Garden Week, and we weren't doing anything, and I'm sure you all really felt it, because you spend a lot of time getting ready for this, and we're going to talk about that as we go along this morning. You're all with the Rappahannock Valley Garden Club.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So, what do you guys do?
Yeah, that's a great question. We are one of 48 member clubs of the Garden Club of Virginia. So for this event, we do many things all year. This is the biggest fundraiser in the state, and certainly our biggest collaborative effort. But 48 members get together. This year we'll be putting on 29 tours across the state. And just to give you a sense, that's about 3,400 volunteers. It's 120 properties across the state. We will do well over 1,000 floral arrangements throughout the state for that week, 8 consecutive days, as you mentioned. And we will welcome anywhere from 25,000 to 30,000 visitors into the Commonwealth of Virginia.
I know this particular tour, I'm always surprised when it's the Fredericksburg Day, of the buses that come in and the people that come in from all across the state. I mean, there are people that do the whole tour or pick a couple of regions and go and visit.
Right. We've heard I think 27 different states are represented right now coming into Virginia. And some international visitors will have. So we never know exactly until the day of.
So a little bit about all of you and in your involvement in this. Betsy, we'll start off with you. What got you involved with the garden club? I'm assuming you have a pretty good garden at your house.
Well, I work in the landscape design field, so I'm kind of like the cobblers.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The children that don't have shoes.
Yes.
I have fun with my garden at home, but it's the flowers and the preservation more that brought me to have fun with the Rappahannock Garden, Rappahannock Valley Garden Club, and the mission of this tour.
Yeah.
Which is preservation and conservation.
So are you one of the people then when someone has a question of why something's not growing or it's not, I mean, go ask Betsy, is that you?
That happens once or twice, yeah.
or 10 or 12 a day. Yeah, Betsy's definitely a go-to for horticulture, beautification.
Absolutely. Lena, what got you involved?
So I guess it was the party. No, I'm just kidding.
We like honesty here.
I love learning about the flowers, arranging, we have such history in our club that we get to learn from our members. We have so many talented members, and I like the arrangement part, and I like to call Betsy for the yard part. So I balance it out there.
Everyone, what got you involved?
Well, my mother-in-law, if you want complete honesty.
Yeah.
It's all in the family. We have a lot of legacy in
that
the club.
That works, too.
With that comes a lot of love and attention to the plants and what the garden club does, whether it's native plants, whether it's restoration of gardens, the history of this area. It's easy to quickly get entrenched in what's good around us.
That's always, whenever we do this show every year, when we highlight Garden Week, everybody has a different story, but there's really just an enthusiasm for the club
and for
what you're doing. And everybody has a different passion, and I guess that was what makes it so strong.
Yes. Yeah, it's contagious, if you will, too.
We need to take a quick break, but before we do that, if someone needs tickets and wants to know about tickets, what's the best way to do that?
Go online right now. It's vagardenweek.org, and advance tickets are $40, and we'd encourage you to get them now. They'll be a little more the day up. They go up to $50 day up.
Historic Garden Week in Fredericksburg will be Tuesday, April the 18th. It's the 15th through the 22nd statewide. We're talking this morning with Irma Baker, Betsy Sale, and Alana King. Historic Garden Week, our focus, more on News Talk 1230. WFVA will be right back.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Good stuff this morning. Historic Garden Week in Fredericksburg. It comes to this area on Tuesday the 18th, and we have in studio with us this morning Alana King, Betsy Sale, and Irma Baker. I should have asked you, I'm sure everybody has one. Does the Rappahannock Valley Garden Club has a Facebook page and all that kind of stuff?
We do right now. That's a great way to get a sneak peek at the tour. Historic Garden Week in Fredericksburg, Facebook and Instagram.
Okay. I'll have to go on there and start sharing that on our Facebook page just to get that out. And I was glad, as soon as I asked that, I thought, well, this will be an awkward silence if you say, no, we don't do Facebook. So thank you for doing that. So the tour this year, vagardenweek.org, the website to get tickets for Historic Garden Week. It's in King George. How are you pulling that off? Or in the past when it's been in Fredericksburg, it's been in various locations, and I assume that's what we're looking at in King George.
Right. we sometimes vacillate between a walking tour and a self-driving tour. So last year in Fredericksburg, we had a wonderful walking tour. Mm-hmm. And this year, we're moving outside of the city to get the opportunity to see more gardens. One thing about the city, we had wonderful homes and gardens. But this year, the gardens are more expansive. We have one property that's 16 acres, another is 60 acres.
Oh, wow.
So our tour goers will have just a wonderful experience.
That is a lot, but that is a lot different than than the nice, everything very compact,
right.
in the city. And it helps all of us get to know other areas. And so I think having it
and
in King
really,
George.
Really to look at the history of such a wonderful area like King George. Mm-hmm. By doing this tour, we have learned so much about history and the river and just the area. So I think that just gives us to be appreciate our whole area around us and not just right in the city. So,
well, and Glenn, I guess being able to do this like this, I mean, you all have done a lot of research on this. It's not as though you just say, plant some flowers, we'll see you on the 18th. And all the research and all, you probably know a lot more about King George than you did a few months ago.
Right. And we have a committee that goes out and investigates homes and their history and actually assist to capture those homes for us to show the next year. So that committee's already busy and is picking the ones for this year and maybe even the next year. So.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I guess, I mean, to do something like this, I guess you do have to think out some years. It's
Takes
not as though
years.
Come January you just start putting something together.
Right. And the homes that were originally selected in 2020, you know, circumstances change. So we still have one of those homes.
Oh, okay.
And that's Berry Plain, that is the oldest, dates back really before 1720. And then additional properties were added to build around that to make it a really diverse tour. I call it the perfect trifecta of the history and the homes and the horticulture.
Yeah, and again, one of the great things about Historic Garden Week, and especially this year, you get to see things that, as a normal person, I can't just walk up and just say, you've got a nice looking property. Can I look around? You can here.
Right.
It gives you a chance to see some things you would never see.
Right. And names that are associated with some of those properties. I mean, William Berry, who then established Berryville, Washington, Dickinson, it just steeped with history.
Well, when you talk history too, and you just mentioned, you know, there's a place, you know, the 1720 or in the 1700s. Wow! So, where are some of the places that the people will see in King George?
They're located in a very convenient geographic path. We'll start with our headquarters, and that's at Saddell Brooks Junior Park, and in a little bit, I'll let Betsy share some more details about that park. But we have, from the park, we have the Berry Plain neighborhood, and there are two properties there.
Okay.
And then a short drive over to Ridgeway Drive to get Bleak Hill Farm. And there are two properties in the same address. And we have a farmhouse and a Lazy Fox cottage.
Oh, wow. So you really do get to see a lot. This is good. This is much different than any other tour that's at least based in Fredericksburg.
Right.
Yeah, and every year we have one year we'll have an in-town tour, and then the following year we try to have a country tour. So this is the country tour year, and we're really excited about it.
Mm-hmm. We do offer a trolley. So you can park and jump on the trolley.
Okay.
Or you could do it in your own car. So we have options for getting people around. Signage, very good. We try to mark it so that if you're going to come out in your own car that you can get around nicely. And we've established the communities come together and given us a lot of parking opportunities. So.
Okay. Well, that makes it nice, too.
It does, and you can start. Yeah, you can start the tour anywhere. So if you get your tickets ahead of time, you can drive to one of the three sites or the headquarters, and start the tour on your own, or you can park at any one of those three places and jump on a trolley and continue the tour. So it'll be really convenient for people to get around.
And Betsy, I guess too, with a 10 to 5, you can start it whenever. If you want to do it in the afternoon, do it in the afternoon. If you want to go in the morning, go in the morning.
Yes, and at our headquarters, we'll have opportunities for people to take a break from the tour and have some other points of interest at Saddell Brooks Park, which is our headquarters.
I think one of you mentioned that this was supposed to be the COVID year, and it's changed some since then, but boy, that had to be disappointing because by the time COVID hit, this was all that we're talking about right now was already would have been put together.
It was buttoned up. It was advertised, publications out. So disappointing to everyone involved, homeowners, planners, the entire state. Even, as you said, those who are loyal and take that tour every year missed it. Seriously missed that.
Because it's always a big deal when it's when Fredericksburg Day comes and you know that it's in this area. So I guess for the families, the homeowners, this has to be just a thrilling thing to be able to say my home's on the tour.
We have wonderful homeowners. I just have to tell you, they are so gracious. First of all, that's not an easy ask to open your home for the general public and those who love homes and gardens. So folks are so enthusiastic to see. But you open your home, and then the work that goes into the preparation. I was asked recently about the homeowners and how much work, and I will tell you, as the homes were selected, they're beautiful and they're wonderful. And it would look to us like you could walk in tomorrow and have a tour, but not to them.
Huh.
They put months and years, if they have years, and they are such a hardworking group.
Yeah. I was over at Bleak Hill a couple of weeks ago dropping something off, and Carmelita Scholes, who is the wife of the house, and she was just finishing up a mural on the wall, you know, so it's not just touching up your trim and planting a few pansies. This is like a huge endeavor.
Wallpapering the kitchen this week, I believe, and Elizabeth Hartfield and Mark Stone, they have a graveyard in the back. This is the 1720 property, and new fencing there and a stone wall around it. So it's like the honey-do list on steroids.
Boy, I'll say.
Everything done.
Yeah.
Yes, and the Brooks have these amazing terraced gardens leading down to a pond, and they've added a new piece on the stone wall. It's just the effort is incredible.
And we're really lucky to have these homes and the homeowners who've been working with us.
Well, and it sounds like, especially this one, this in King George, it's not only the gardens, it's the home and it's the whole property.
It really is. Mm-hmm.
Because it's, like you said, I mean, it's just acres of things.
It was interesting, the Garden Club of Virginia, they always survey folks after they attend the tour. And it's about a 50-50 split. Those that come for the homes, that really want to see inside the homes.
Yeah.
Of course, they love the flower arrangements in the homes. And then those that come for the gardens. And there again, this year, they really get a little bit of everything.
Yeah, it's going to be a bucolic delight for sure.
Because, and this may be a Betsy question, but if the rest of you know, because of the way it's been so warm this winter, was there concern that things were going to have already bloomed, and maybe that even is going to be the case.
Yeah.
It's certain things we've already passed the time.
Well, and that's spring in Virginia, but this year we were so fortunate to have the backing of Werner Jensen of Bloomia, which is a hydroponic tulip grower on a international scale in King George. He has donated to the community 30,000 tulip bulbs, which right now are a showstopper. So if you drive around King George, not just at these properties, but all around the county, you will see the efforts of the two garden clubs, the King George Garden Club and James Madison Garden Club, helped plant, along with tons and tons of King George volunteers and Garden Club volunteers, these tulips. And also there are going to be more tulips at the headquarters, where Blumia is going to be helping us set up a ginormous tulip picking garden for Garden Day.
Oh, wow. We'll talk about that when we come back. And you just look around town, and Blumia has done so much in the city.
For our whole community, yes, for sure.
With tulips. And they go back to even during the pandemic when they passed those out. So they have been just a terrific addition. We need to take a break. Much more to talk about. We feel like we're just scratching the surface of all the things going on. VAGardenWeek.org, the website to get tickets. It is Historic Garden Week, the 90th Historic Garden Week, and it's the 15th through the 22nd statewide around here. It's in King George this year, 10 to 5 on Tuesday, April the 18th. Betsy Sale, Irma Baker, and Alana King here this morning. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is coming up on 8:30.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Historic Garden Week in Fredericksburg is the 18th. It's going to be in King George this week. Historic Garden Week statewide, April 15th through the 22nd. We're talking about it this morning with Lana King, Irma Baker, and Betsy Sale. Irma is the chair. Betsy and Lana are the co-chairs of this event. Lana, I remember last year, I think Kenmore was like the kind of the home base, because I remember seeing you a couple of times, and you were super stressed, or you were really busy. You were just moving around.
Just busy. I'm not usually stressed.
Oh, okay. I was like, hey, Lana. And it was just like, hi, gotta go. So I'm assuming that these have you to pull off something like this, you have to have like a home base.
Right. So we call it our tour headquarters. And this year it's called the Country Gardens. And at tour headquarters is going to be at Sedell Brooks Junior Park.
Okay.
And so there, it's going to be kind of a fair effect. We've got food trucks that you can pick up lunch. We have master gardeners leading tours of the native plants. That's where you can park and catch the trolley. We have restrooms there. They'll be giving out seeds and soil testing from the Rappahannock Center native books available about the native plants. James Madison Garden Club and the King George Garden Club will have a plant sale. We have Gateway Beekeepers will be doing some education about beekeeping. And, of course, our own Rappahannock Valley Garden Club members will be conducting floral demonstrations there. And that's always just watching something come to life is so much fun. So now Blumia at this location, as we mentioned earlier, there is a tulip picking garden. And that's where you're going to be able to pick up, you're going to be able to actually take home some tulips. Betsy can tell us a little more about that.
Well, I should thank you all, because you brought me some tulips from Blumia in a vase and everything. I mean, they're really, what a nice thing. You don't think of just going and picking tulips usually.
Mm-hmm. Those are from our friends at Blumia. They sent them over for you.
They are really a nice kind of thing to be able to put on it, and so to have something like this, To have a tulip picking garden, it must be pretty big.
It's going to be very big. It's going to be 10,000 tulips, rainbow of colors, and we're going to ask for a donation, but we want people to get in there and fill a bag full of hydroponically grown tulips, which means they're grown in water, and you'll pick the bulb, not just cut the flower. So it's going to be, kind of being able to see how the tulips grow start to finish.
What and a great idea.
This, yeah. And it was really a generous gift from Blumia to offer to help us with that.
I just noticed, and I know that every year there's a tour name. The name of this tour is King George Unveiled, History, Horticulture, and Homes. And that's sort of, we've been talking about that. Mm-hmm. That all morning, so that really, I didn't realize that was the name of the tour, but that is
very fitting.
Yes, yeah. That's exactly what we've been talking about. Native plants
at the headquarters. There is a beautiful and one of the largest native plant demonstration gardens in the state. It was started in 2019. The five gardens, which include over 70 species of plants, or 70 species and over 650 plants, showcase color, variety, and benefits of native plants in our environment. Visitors will be able to find a native plant meadow garden, a pollinator garden, a rain garden, and they'll be able to see how native plants can be used in more difficult situations like hillside gardens and streetside gardens.
There's been a big emphasis in recent years about native plants and getting more of us involved in that.
Because they're all good. A native plant's easier to grow. It's not going to be invasive like many of the fantastic mm-hmm. plants that we get and want to bring home and then find that it's the right plant but the wrong place sometimes. But natives feed the environment. So for, bees and birds and wildlife, it's just a good thing to always look towards native plants.
Well, and it's interesting you say that, Betsy, because so often when I have talked and done stories with people about native plants, they talk about how easy it is and it's not that much work, and you don't even have to. Sometimes you need to do a little bit of research, but it pays off, and it will make your yard just that much more attractive to bees and nature and things like that.
Yeah, and that's always just such a good thing. The Central Rappahannock Extension Master Gardeners are going to provide a tour through this. This native garden, and there's going to also be books that were put together by the Plant Central Rappahannock Native Campaign. You can get these, the book itself online, but at the headquarters they will also offer this book, which is almost like a coffee table book. It's just beautiful pictures of these native plants that are going to make you feel more encouraged to use them in your own home.
And specific to this area. They're the native plants for the Central Rappahannock area.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's so interesting about this, Irma, is that there's so many levels of this. You can just come and just because you like to look at the colors, and or you can come for the history or just the plants and learning about the plants or just learning what you might like to have in your own garden or around your yard. I think that's what makes why this is so popular.
Right. And we enjoy this time allowing them to take a little bit of the tour home, whether that be the tulips that Betsy just described, the books that have been described here. When you get into the Berry Plains neighborhood, we have Bartlett tree experts that are going to be on site, and they're going to do a couple of talks there during the day, morning and mm-hmm. afternoon, and they're bringing with them about 600 seedlings to give away while supplies last. So you'll walk away with not only the knowledge and the experience, but also some take-homes.
And part of the tour. I understand from Elizabeth that some of the seedlings from that giant Deodar cedar that kind of is just, it's like an umbrella over this historic cemetery that Irma was talking about. She has been culling the seedlings.
Really?
And they're going to be offering those also.
It's a 300-year-old witness tree that is breathtaking.
It's it really is. It's beautiful, special.
Wow, to get
and there's so
like
much
that.
Of that on this tour. Like it's not formally what we would call a walking tour, but there's just so much to do at each of the three properties where people can wander around, and after they've toured the house or before touring the house, they can really have a treat of exploring these grounds.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's a great example too of the kind of support and collaboration in King George. Recently, the King George Historical Society, they're working on some scripts for our visitors on the trolley. The Department of Economic Development and Tourism, Nick Miner there, was one of the first people we met with. And how do we start? How do we get involved in King George? And really, he rolled out the red carpet for us and has been incredibly helpful. Everyone from his office to the sheriff's office to the Parks and Rec, Chris Clark, we can't say enough positive things about. And we've also been collaborating with two of the local King George Garden Clubs. Betsy mentioned earlier that they were doing a lot of the plantings of those 30,000 tulips that came in early.
And also the Hanover with Brunswick Parish. For our points of interest, we've got three beautiful historic churches that are going to be not formally part of the tour where you're going to tour them, but they're points of interest that you're welcome to stop by and see. And they're not very frequently open. Two of them are rarely opened. Lambs Creek Church, which has the Vinegar Bible, which I have been to that church only twice inside many, many years ago. And it's just such a special, special historic church that was built in 1770. And the 1750 communion silver, which is on display in St. John's Church. And also Emmanuel Church is opened off of 301.
Really a lot to do. I would never have thought.
It's a whole day affair.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, and just as you talk about different areas of King George, I didn't. Usually you're going, you go somewhere and you come back from King George. There's like you said, there really is a day of activities. And really some interesting stuff.
Well, and it's not, if you look at there's a little map that you can see online, or you can Google the region. It's really a circuitous route if you choose to drive it yourself with 10 to 15 minutes between max between the three points. And it's, or you can, like we said, hop on a trolley. And it's just one little corner of King George. I mean, King George is a big county with a lot to offer, and this focuses mainly from the Route 3 corridor down to the Rappahannock River, and it's going to be special.
Yeah, we've mentioned Caledon State Park also as a place of interest. That would be a lot to do in one day, but we hope folks who do participate in the tour will come back
because Caledon is just what a jewel that is.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And right. And Caledon was a benefactor, part of Historic Garden Week in 2020. That was the centennial year
for
the Garden Club of Virginia, and $500,000 had been raised to fund some projects in state parks, of which Caledon was a benefactor of some of those funds. So it all connects.
This is a lot of work for you guys. You mentioned an active club, not a huge club, but you all spend some time on this.
Well, we're worker bees.
We're three. You're looking at three, but what you see here really is the full club. We're representing everyone. The old mantra, boots on the ground, we call it sloggers in the mud.
Yeah.
We're very hands-on.
Well, and you hope now that you will for sure have good weather on the 18th.
Thank you, Ted.
I have followed Garden Week for a long time, and usually you always luck into good weather. So there'll be good weather on the 18th.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping
we're
for.
We're writing that down and putting your name beside
it. Please, unless it rains. But no, this is. In the big picture of things, if any of you have done any of the other Garden Weeks gone to another locality during Garden Week?
Yes.
Everybody looked at you, Orma.
Funny to ask of us too, because We usually don't do that at
no,
all
because,
before our tour.
Yeah.
Because we're all so planned. Busy.
So when our tour's behind us, yes, mm-hmm. we had the privilege and you appreciate it differently.
Oh, I'm sure you do. But I can't imagine anybody does it as well. You guys are so organized on all of this. And you make it to where anybody, no matter what their interest is going to find something interesting here. And that's, again, you've done it this year.
Mm-hmm. 89 years of practice.
Well, yeah.
And a club that's very hands-on. Mm-hmm. And very talented flower arrangers. And, everybody just helps out in the best way they can. It's a very hands-on club.
And you've met our other tour chairs. So there are many that have gone
they have,
before
yeah.
us. And,
yeah. Well, a couple of years ago over at the War Memorial, what Carolyn did there
was amazing.
That incredible.
Was, yeah, that really was something you'll never forget.
That was a gift to our city. It certainly was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where's next year's?
It's top secret.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But we usually have, like I said, we usually have a country tour and then an in-town tour.
Yeah.
But that will be unveiled to our club at our May meeting. So, yes, it's top secret.
Interesting.
We don't know.
I wasn't expecting that that answer, but we'll have to stand by. VAGardenWeek.org, you said is the best way to get tickets for this. And can you get tickets the day of?
Day of tickets can also use that website
or
any of the other properties.
Oh, okay.
Headquarters or any of the properties to get tickets.
It's April the 18th. That's a Tuesday. And that will be Historic Garden Week in this area this year is in King George. Good stuff this morning. Irma Baker is the chair. Are you going to be chair again next year, Irma? Is this something that you've kind of fallen into? And I can look forward to having you come back next year as chair?
Betsy will be our chair.
Oh, huh? Betsy, you'll be perfect.
She's ready.
Yeah, excited.
Oh, yes. No, I can tell that you are. Irma's the chair this year. Betsy Sale, Lana King here this morning. Historic Garden Week in Fredericksburg, our focus. We'll take one final break and come back and then talk about all you need to know about getting tickets and getting around and what you'll see on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We'll be right back.
Opinions. We've all got them. And we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving for daily life. Travel or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Lana King, Betsy Sale, and Irma Baker in this morning. Historic Garden Week in Virginia is April 15th through the 22nd. It's the 18th in this area. It's in King George, 10 to 5 in King George County. And Betsy, lots to see. With King George that day, a number of locations that you'll get a good sense of a lot of different spots in King George and learn a little something and be a good day.
We've got like we had said before, we've got tour headquarters at Saddle Brooks Junior Park, and then we've got three properties: Berry Plain and the Brooks Home, which are both in Berry Plain subdivision, and we have Bleak Hill Farm, which is just off of Route 3 on Ridgeway Drive, and they there's two little properties there, actually Lazy Fox Cottage, excuse me, and the Bleak Hill Farmhouse.
And then you were mentioning there was a couple of churches involved that aren't part of the official tour, but you can go see them too.
There are three historic churches in the Hanover with Brunswick Parish that will be open that day. Lambs Creek Church, the St. John's Church in downtown King George, and Emmanuel Church off of 301.
Lana King, you mentioned that you can go to Brooks Park and you can ride a trolley or you can drive yourself. Choose what you want to do.
Exactly. And then you can also have lunch. We have two trucks at food trucks at the park as well. But we do have, you can order ahead of time. And on our website, we have information on how to order a box lunch from the St. John's Church Parish. They're doing box lunches that you can pick up there and at the church. So that's a great option as well for lunch.
They have extended the deadline on ordering those box lunches through April 12th.
Yes.
It was published at an earlier date.
Okay.
So they've extended that.
To pull something like this off, Irma Baker's the chair of Historic Garden Week. I know you've got a number of sponsors that are mm-hmm. that are helping you make all this happen.
Yes. We really, without our generous homeowners, sponsors, and advertisers, this tour couldn't happen. So I will run down. We have a long list, and thanks to Kelly Johnson and our club and her committee who were diligent in seeking out these wonderful sponsors. We'll start with the Tulip Level, King George County, the Gemini 3 Group, and Blumia among the top level sponsors. Then we have P&E USA. We have Atlantic Union Bank, Ameris Bank Mortgage, Philip King, Chancellor's Village, Navion Senior Solutions, Community Bank of the Chesapeake, Dr. and Mrs. Lloyd F. Moss Jr., and Dr. and Mrs. Lloyd F. Moss III, Betsy Sale, Garden Works and Design.
Thank you, Betsy.
Yes. Lewis Insurance Associates, one of our oldest sponsors, Mary Washington Healthcare, Patty and Bill Lynch, Rennie and Richmond McDaniel, Stafford Printing, and Waste Management. And then amongst many of our own members, Barbara and Curtis Backus, Carolyn Helfridge, Floral and Landscape Design, Lana King, Irma and Brian Baker, Karen and Rob Hedelt, Mary Jane O'Neill, and Hildrup has been a wonderful sponsor for us throughout the tour in many ways.
We should mention the Rappahannock Valley Garden Club, you're involved with restoration in the area, and you do more than just this.
We do. That one benefit of Historic Garden Week, the proceeds go to restoration and preservation in Virginia. And Fredericksburg probably has the highest concentration of restoration sites in a particular area. We have Kenmore, which was the mm-hmm. very first restoration site in the state, Mary Washington House, Mary Washington Monument, and Belmont. And of course, as we mentioned earlier with this tour, Caledon
yeah.
State Park was also
yeah.
a benefactor.
Again, it is the King George Tour is on April the 18th. It's a Tuesday. It is from 10 to 5. VAGardenWeek.org. VAGardenWeek.org is the website. This will bring a lot of people into the area.
It will. We're looking forward to that.
And if people do not get ahead of getting their tickets online, there will be ticket sales at all of the properties as well as the headquarters on tour day.
Yeah. The state tells us annually this tour equates to about $12.5 million. Mm. And a Chimura Analytics and Economics Economic Impact Study that was done in 2019 looked back and researched over the past 50 years. It's contributed about $518 million. So it has many benefits within our Commonwealth.
VAGardenWeek.org, VAGardenWeek.org. Historic Garden Week in the state begins on the 15th. It is in King George. The Rappahannock Valley Garden Club in King George will have the tour there on Tuesday, April the 18th. VAGardenWeek.org. Irma Baker is the chair. Betsy Sale and Lana King are the co-chairs. Thank you all for coming in and getting up this morning. This has been great. A lot of great activity. I'm looking forward to it. And thank you for the tulips.
Us. Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
That is it. Thank you for listening. See you Monday morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear Town Talk anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.